This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tom Neal. An Iranian intelligence officer and three members of an Iranian intelligence network have all been charged in Manhattan with plotting to lure U.S. resident and human rights activists from New York to Iran. An indictment in Manhattan federal court Tuesday alleges that the plot was part of a wider plan to lure three individuals in Canada and a fifth person in the United Kingdom to Iran. According to that indictment, all of the targeted victims had been critical of Iran. One defendant not charged in the kidnapping plot was arrested July 1st in California. Her lawyer declined to comment. The rest are fugitives believed to be based in Iran. New COVID-19 cases per day in the U.S. have doubled over the past 3 weeks, driven by the fast-spreading Delta variant, lagging vaccination rates, and 4th of July gatherings. Infections jumped to an average of about 23,600 a day on Monday. That's up from 11,300 on June 23rd. And all but two states, Maine and South Dakota, reported that case numbers have risen over the past 2 weeks. Some parts of the country are running up against deep vaccine resistance. South Africa's police say at least 72 people have been killed and 1,234 were arrested in unrest set up by the imprisonment last week of former President Jacob Zuma. In a statement issued Tuesday night, a police major general says many of the deaths were caused by stampedes when shops were being looted. And he said 27 deaths are being investigated in Gauteng province. In addition to the people crushed, he says the police are investigating deaths that appear to be caused by explosions when people try to break into ATM machines. This is VOA News. The death toll from a fire at a hospital in a coronavirus ward in Iraq has climbed to at least 92. The Iraqi state news agency made an announcement Tuesday as anguished family members buried their loved ones and lashed out at the government over the tragedy. The blaze that erupted Monday in the city of Nasiriyah was the second catastrophic fire in less than 3 months to kill hospitalized COVID-19 patients in Iraq. The death toll in the collapse of a hotel in eastern China has risen to at least 17 as authorities called an end to the search and rescue mission. The city said 23 people had been pulled alive from the rubble at the hotel, which collapsed Tuesday afternoon. Rescuers used cranes, ladders, metal cutters, and search dogs to look for survivors. 23 people had been trapped. Most of them killed were hotel guests. Cuba's foreign minister Bruno Rodriguez blamed social media activists in the U.S. for a campaign that actually led to Sunday's large anti-government march in Havana and smaller ones across the island. Thousands took to Cuba's capital city streets, clashing with police and several thousand pro-government supporters. One protester died while trying to overrun a police station on Sunday, according to the Ministry of Interior. Thousands of demonstrators marched in Sao Paulo and Rio de Janeiro, Brazil, Tuesday, demanding that the president, Jair Bolsonaro, resign over corruption charges and what they say is a mishandling of the COVID-19 pandemic. Protesters held banners and placards with corruption and genocide written on them as they rallied in downtown Sao Paulo and Rio. Small clashes broke out between police and some demonstrators, leading to a tear gas being fired to disperse the crowd. Bolsonaro is under increasing pressure from sagging poll numbers and an aggressive Senate investigation over corruption charges related to the purchase of vaccines. The president of Guatemala has banned most protests for 2 weeks, arguing that they have been spreading the coronavirus. The President Alejandro Giammattei's cabinet approved the decree Tuesday, and it will go into effect Wednesday. Protesters have demanded his resignation in recent weeks, saying that the government mismanaged the coronavirus pandemic and botched efforts to get vaccines. There have been delays in shipments of Russia's Sputnik vaccine, even though Guatemala paid half up front. It is the latest of more than a dozen decrees Giammattei has issued to temporarily limit constitutional rights. And even the vice president, Guillermo Castillo, says enough is enough. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeal, VOA News.